be a witness for my Lord. Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord? Who will be a witness for my Lord?
Oh, I'll be a witness for my Lord. I'll be a witness for my Lord. I'll be a witness for my Lord.
I'll be a witness for my Lord.
There was a man of the Pharisees. His name was Nicodemus, and he didn't believe. The same came to Christ by night, wanted to be taught out of human sight.
Nicodemus was a man who desired to know how a man can be born when he's old. Christ told Nicodemus as a friend,
"Man, you must be born again."
He said, "Mama must
be wise,
repent, believe, and be baptized.
Then you will be a witness for my Lord. Yes, you will be a witness for my Lord. You will be a witness for my Lord.
Saul is a witness for my Lord."
You'll read about Samson. From his birth, he was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. Way back yonder in ancient times, he killed 10,000 of the Philistines.
Then old Samson went a-wandering about. Samson's strength was never found out.
Till his wife sat upon his knee, she said,
"Tell me where your strength lies, if you please."
Well, old Samson's wife, she thought so fair, Samson said,
"Cut off of my hair.
Cut it off!
Shave my head just as clean as your hand, and my strength will come like a natural man."
Say,